York Machining.
Hi, is Matt there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
That's Matt.
Hey Matt, it's Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, just following up with you. We were in contact about 6 months ago. I'm not sure if you remember or not, but we do equipment financing, working capital.
Yep.
And I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, see what you had planned for the remainder of the year. We might need some financing.
I'm not going to need any the rest of this year. Actually, our first half of our year was pretty bad, actually. We were planning on moving this year, and we're probably pushing everything off to the first of the year.
Oh, no kidding. What happened over there?
Our whole industry, everyone around, has died off the first two quarters. So
that's...
Things are picking up pretty good now, but it was pretty bad the first half of the year.
Right, and that's what do you blame it on? Why is it is the oil industry, or is it more?
Honestly, most of it relies on General Motors.
Oh man,
they were supposed to release $7 billion worth of work the first of the year, and they didn't release it till the end of April.
No, Ken, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So they just kind of what was the delay on their end? They didn't tell you.
They actually were somewhat smart. Normally, they release things,
mm-hmm.
and they end up having all kinds of engineering changes while it's running, and they said they were going to fix all the engineering before releasing it. So it's smart on their part because it saves them money in the long run.
Right.
They screwed everyone else.
Yeah, so everyone's waiting for the work, and then they kind of held off.
Yeah,
that's a bummer for sure, especially because you know it's coming, but you just got to get to that point.
Everyone I know was waiting and waiting and waiting.
Man, that's crazy. And did you know anyone else that like had a close up shop, or does they make it through?
There's actually quite a few shops that have closed up that I know of this year because of it.
That's crazy. All right, well, I'm glad you made it through. Like, how'd you, outlast the others?
We're a small company, so our overhead is not ridiculous.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, I was checking back in. We do equipment financing, and then we also do working capital as well. And, we get pre-approved for up to $250K. And it's unsecured cash. It's like, in ways, it's like a line of credit, in the sense that we can get you approved for as much as possible. But and you can take, what you need when you need it. But it is a term loan, though. It generally ranges from, 3 months to 3 years. Do you guys need any extra capital over there, or are you guys...
Not at this time yet.
Okay. All right, well, definitely a couple options, then in case something does come up, in the future. And do you guys usually add on equipment once a year, or is that just as needed?
We actually can't really add too much more in the place that we're at. So we're like
to
leave. I've actually got a few more machines that are in storage waiting to get put up.
Oh man.
So.
Well, hey, that's a good spot to be in, at least you got it all there and you just need to find a spot now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Matt. Well, yeah, it was good, catching up with you. I think I did send an email. It was Matt@YMC-LLC.com.
Yep.
All right, I'll go ahead and just shoot you, just some highlights of our program as well as my contact information, in case something does come up in the future.
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye.